Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Donnie, I don't know if you saw this, but we had another incident where a producer got into it with Pompiani. So we first had Austin, who called Pomp out for being like an idiot regarding, I think it was a Will Howard versus Drew Aller debate.
Here we go. Oh, no.
So now intern Dom.
Oh, no.
Has decided to go after Pomp.
Did he do it on the air?
Yeah.
Oh.
This is from yesterday.
What about Tiger Woods?
That's a good one. Jack Nicklaus, some would say, is better than Tiger Woods.
Well, whoever says that is a moron.
Oh, my God. You just did what Limits did. You've insulted Bob.
I didn't insult Bob.
Yes, you did. He says Jack Nicklaus is better than Tiger Woods, and you just called him a moron.
Oh, then I guess Bob doesn't know what he's talking about, then, if that's what he's saying.
Oh, my God. Limits said that Bob's opinion last week was ridiculous, and it became an international story.
That did get a lot of...
You just called Bob a moron.
No, I said that opinion is moronic.
Oh, our old boss Jim would love that.
You said anyone who says that is a moron, Browser. The idea of college is to get a job. You have one. Don't go back to college. Bob, Dom just called you a moron.
No, don't. Joe, you're not starting something. Not on Memorial Day.
Not on Memorial Day.
He heard.
Go ahead.
I had high hopes for him.
Did you hear that, Bob?
What is moronic about that take?
Because Tiger Woods, and now listen, I will admit that I defer to you both on this, but I'm just telling you from my perspective, nobody dominated their sport the way Tiger dominated golf.
You are so young, Dom.
So young,
and, Bob. And just because you saw what you saw doesn't mean what happened before you saw anything existed. It did exist.
Right.
He dominated.
The way Tiger dominated?
Better. More.
Better and more.
I think Dom backed off. At least with Austin, he kind of stuck with his guns.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think there was a better way to do that, to just say, like, respectfully, Bob, I disagree, and then, like, continue to challenge Bob and push Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Dom completely turtled there. I didn't expect that. He said, I defer to you guys on these things. He doesn't, his whole shtick is that he doesn't defer to anybody.
He's never deferred once in his life. He digs in.
Yeah, no, I still think that Dom has, like, a major network in his future because he's... A
insane.
Syracuse kid.
True.
He has absolutely zero fear to say the most ridiculous things that pop into his mind, and he's good on air. So I think he's going to be on Fox or ESPN one day. That being said, Pomp did bring up a very good point about Dom. Dom doesn't like to acknowledge things that existed before he existed. So it's like, well, Tiger Woods, he was dominating when I was alive, so anybody else from the past, there's no way they were good.
But here's the thing about him having these opinions and, you know, not allowing for others and what they say to mess with or change his mind. Mm-hmm. He completely backed down as soon as he was confronted by Bob. He turned into like the thing that most people hate, which is the keyboard warrior.
The waffler.
Who will go online and rip you but won't have the balls to say it right to your face. Is what happened there.
God, to bring this back to the next fan host thing for a minute, when we've done that in the past, there were a lot of keyboard warriors who tried out for it, and oh man, did they get backed down instantly. But yes, I think, here's my thought about that. I felt like Joe was setting him up.
Oh, he absolutely
did. I mean,
did.
I just felt like Joe laid a bear trap out there, and Dom walked right into it. Here's an argument I would make for Jack over Tiger.
Oh, now you're going to actually take this seriously?
Well, just very briefly. Jack, if you go and look, like, Wikipedia does a very nice thing where anytime the guy finishes top 10 or better at a major,
yeah,
they will write it in a yellow box. Green box is you won the major.
Mm-hmm.
If you just go look at the sheer number of times Jack finished runner-up or tied for runner-up in majors, it's something like near 20.
He's got the most runner-ups in major championship golf history.
He is... ridiculous in terms of being in the top five or top three in majors. And yep. As great as Tiger was, also the prime is shorter for Tiger. Do you realize Jack made the cut at the Masters in 2000?
I do, actually.
He finished T6 in 98?
Yep.
He made like a brief charge in 98 at 58.
There's actually
years
a really sad story about 2000, I believe. I think something happened where his son's kid drowned, so his grandson drowned. And he wasn't going to play, but like he talked himself into it at the last second. Like, I'm going to go out there and like honor this young child's memory by playing. And then he had an unbelievable 36
whole
run.
He was 60 years
old. Yep.
60 years old and he made the cut.
And the weather wasn't good there that week either.
And also, like, Jack came up in an era where, just like now, I think like guys who are competing now, the competition level's better. Tiger had Phil and nothing else. Jack also is playing with those Balata golf balls. He's playing with a one iron that looked like a butter knife.
Those wooden clubs that Limits was using the other day.
Yeah,
talking
I mean,
about
like,
using.
I feel
the technology is so much worse.
Exactly. Nicholas is playing with pieces of wood.
I understand that Tiger was using like a steel shafted driver and he still had a huge advantage over everyone else, but like, as great as Tiger was, I think we got to pump the brakes a little on some of this hyperbole.